And now this is a dictation for Joanne Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, January 26, 33, addresses a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, 4693-60. Dear Nikki, follow up Mrs. Fisher, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit September. Have seen cardiology, Dr. Mohan, everything is stable, uses a cane, comes accompanied with daughter. Daughter concerned about instability, which I agree, I recommend using a walker. No vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. She's independent and trying to do her own personal care as well as preparing meals, although daughter and family helps. Some nocturia, other review system is negative. No increase of tremor, mostly on the head and trunk. Medication list review. Want to highlight the diuretics, beta blockers. Next paragraph, present weight 130. Before 127, blood pressure nurse 127.89. Lungs are clear, no gross respiratory distress, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, no major edema, looks frail. Decreased hearing, but the speech is normal. Non-focal, but weak. Next paragraph, chemistry is February, creatinine 1.26. GFR of 40, low sodium, high potassium, normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.8, MCB 90, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms to indicate dialysis, monitor water intake and high potassium, discuss high potassium diet to avoid. This is despite being on diuretics, although she's also on beta blockers. For anemia, we're going to update iron studies, B12, folic acid, and reticulocyte. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. All issues discussed with the patient and daughter. Follow up on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.